This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces as part of efforts to deepen cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Modi stated this in a joint press conference with Mongolian President Khurelsukh Ukna after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks in New Delhi today.
हमने आपसी साझेदारी को strategic partnership का रूप दिया था। पिछले एक दशक में इस partnership के हर आयाम में नई गहराई आई है, नया विस्तार आया है। हमारा रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग भी लगातार मजबूत हो रहा है। ट्रेनिंग कार्यक्रमों से लेकर दूतावास में डिफेंस अटैशे की नियुक्ति तक हमने कई नई पहल मंगोलिया के सीमा सुरक्षा बलों के लिए भारत नए कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग प्रोग्राम भी प्रारंभ करेगा।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया हैज डिसाइडेड टू प्रोवाइड फ्री ई वीजास टू मंगोलियन सिटीजन्स। मिस्टर मोदी सेड The oil refinery project being built with India's $1.7 billion line of credit will provide a new boost to Mongolia's energy security. On the occasion, the Mongolian president expressed appreciation for India's support and reaffirmed Mongolia's commitment to strengthening bilateral cooperation across diverse sectors. Later, briefing media this evening, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran said, following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mongolia inked 10 MOUs for cooperation in various fields. The political activities for the Bihar Assembly elections are picking up speed, with both the National Democratic Alliance, that is NDA, and the Grand Alliance gearing up for the contest. Among NDA's constituent parties, BJP has released first list of 71 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls. Out of them, 50 sitting MLAs have been given another chance. Our correspondent reports that in this election, the party has prioritized several new and young faces, replacing some senior leaders. In a related development, folk and devotional singer Maithili Thakur joined BJP in Patna in the presence of state party chief Dilip Jaiswal. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will kickstart his campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers tomorrow. Another NDA ally, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, also released a list of 6 candidates for the state assembly polls. On the other hand, in the opposition, Grand Alliance, no progress has been made on seat sharing between the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress, resulting in the lack of a final agreement. Meanwhile, CPI-ML Liberation, a constituent of Grand Alliance, has released a list of 18 candidates for the state assembly elections. The 243-member Bihar Assembly will go to polls in two phases on the 6th and 11th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will give 2 free LPG refills to the women beneficiaries in the state under the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana, that is PM Ujjwala, tomorrow, bringing festive relief to 1.86 crore women across the state. Under the new plan, 2 free LPG refills will be distributed per year in 2 phases, one for October to December 2025 and another for January to March 2026, with a state allocation of 1,500 crore rupees. The first phase benefits 1.23 crore Aadhaar verified beneficiaries with an advance of rupees 346.34 crore provided to ensure smooth distribution. Google has announced a massive investment of $15 billion over the next 5 years to establish its largest artificial intelligence, that is AI hub, at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. This is the company's largest AI hub center outside the United States. The announcement was made during the Bharat AI Shakti event held in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said, the AI hub will contribute to the India AI mission in many ways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the launch of the Google AI Hub in Visakhapatnam. In cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 7 wickets in the final test of the 2-match series in Delhi today. With this victory, the hosts have registered a clean sweep over the West Indies 2-0. In the Sultan of Johar Cup, the hockey match between India and Pakistan ended in a 3-3 draw at the Taman Daya Hockey Stadium in Malaysia this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.